the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello and welcome to Pure Home with me, Sanhaju. Well, before we begin, we'd like to offer our congratulations on the 10th day of dawn that we are celebrating and the very near coming of the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And on that note, we'll be speaking about women and the Islamic Revolution. And of course, we'll have other segments from here and there and much, much more. So now let's go listen to something that will bring us back to those times. Welcome back. Well, we are honored and delighted to have here with us Laya Etemad Said, who is a cultural activist and the head of a Differentivity Foundation. Hello and welcome to the program.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to this program. And I hope we can say some useful words for all the audiences of this program, inshallah,
today. I hope
today.
So, inshallah. So let's dive right into our discussion about women and the revolution. And most people, we know that women have had a significant role in the revolution. Can you tell us a little bit more, expand on that?
Actually, as a cultural activist who worked in women's field for, about 10 or 9, 10 years, mm-hmm. I can say that according to my experience and according to what I researched and heard from different friends and scholars and professors, women had a very important role in the history of Iran from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But there are some differences from the role of women before the Islamic Revolution of Iran and after that. Mm-hmm. As much as I know, women had some activities, social activities, even political activities mm-hmm. In the time of Shah, mm-hmm. For example. And but this kind of activities was only for women who were working in the government, mm-hmm. but not for other women.
Not for the normal women, the mothers,
yes.
the daughters, the people
of
in
course.
Society.
Yeah, they didn't have any social role in the society. Mm-hmm. But after that, from the beginning of, from the start of the Islamic Revolution, from the year of 1964, mm-hmm. that was the beginning of the Islamic Revolution, and from what happened, the main changes that happened in the whole country, mm-hmm. women started to participate in social activities mm-hmm. and started to work for the Islamic Revolution. Mm-hmm. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution also, this happened and expanded day by day. And right now, for example, we can have a large number of women mm-hmm. that participate in cultural, social activities. For example, I mean, one example of this very clear and role of women in social activities is the number of NGOs right now we have for women in Iran. Mm-hmm. And we have different NGOs that work for, cultural activities, social activities, environmental activities. They have different activities in different fields of sports. Mm-hmm. We have some NGOs who work for medical activities, mm-hmm. different kind of activities, and the number of these NGOs you cannot even compare it to the number of NGOs or women NGOs before. We didn't have this mm-hmm. much NGOs.
So maybe the revolution was a trigger, a beginning, or a catalyst that began these movements and came, I guess, so many years later. Now we've come to where we are right now.
And the reason, I think, was because in the time of the Islamic Revolution, scholars, even the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, they started to talk about the real status of women, mm-hmm. Muslim women, in the society. They talked about how can be a woman so effective in a social movement, how mm-hmm. can they have a very good role in the movement. So when women, they understood and they felt their real role and their real status mm-hmm. in the society, they started to move mm-hmm. and they started to be what they
the potential that they have.
Yes. They really started to move. They really started to go to the society. But there is a very, very sensitive mm-hmm. difference between social activity mm-hmm. and social participation. Mm-hmm. So what we are talking about it is social mm-hmm. participation, which is a necessity. Mm-hmm. And this is what Imam Khomeini and the scholars, Islamic scholars, talk about it. Mm-hmm. Women should have a very effective social participation means. Women should, for example, in the time of election, in the time of revolution,
to be active,
in
to
the
be
time
present.
Of Europe, yes, they should be present, but they are not forced to work or to have a job or to do different activities in the society. This is different. Mm-hmm. You can be a mother, you can be a housewife, and you can participate in social activities. It is different from social participation mm-hmm. and social activity.
Mm-hmm. Let me stop you there, because it's probably something we want to expand a little bit more on. So we'll go and listen to our story, and of course we'll be back.
Crazy and crazier. Sometime in the past, people used to go to public baths in order to take a shower or to take a bath. If there was a mischievous person in the public bath, everyone would be put into trouble. There was a crazy man in one of the towns with public baths. He used to go to one of these public baths, and as soon as he entered the bath, everyone escaped. The people in the town told the bath owner many times to do something about it, but the owner used to say, what can be done about a crazy man. Someday, a clever man went to the town. He wanted to visit one of his relatives, so he went to the public bath to take a shower. As he entered the bath, he saw that people were running away. He asked, "What's the matter? Is there an earthquake or has plague spread here?" Bath owner, who was escaping too, said, "There is something worse than earthquake or plague. A crazy man has frightened people." The clever man asked, "What are you going to do now?" "We will stay out of the bath until he gets tired and leaves the bath. Then we will go back to the bath." An idea came to the clever man, so he said, "It's not sensible that the crazy man tells the people of a town what to do and what not to do." The bath owner asked, "Do we have any other choice?" The clever man said, "Yes, there is. Bring me a stick." The bath owner ran out of the bath and closed the door and said, "I don't know who you are and where you're from, but I'm worried because you may hurt yourself by doing this. Don't worry, just bring